The Aerial Plane album was a commercial disaster. Warner Brothers didn't have a clue how to promote it. They thought they were buying the chiseled, clean-cut John Hartford of the Glen Campbell era, not a long-haired hippie simultaneously embracing the views of counterculture and the sounds of neo-traditional bluegrass. For John and his bandmates, it was a fierce reclamation of musical identity. It was the album that changed everything. For John, by setting him free from his TV entertainer image, and for bluegrass, by pioneering a wonderful new era where new embraced old, where tradition embraced exploration, where reverence embraced abandon. Some records, despite missing in the box office, take on a life of their own. The band toured some on the heels of the album, but financially it wasn't sustainable. For his next album on Warner Brothers, Morning Bugle, John went back into the studio with just Norman Blake and also jazz bassist Dave Holland. The songs were recorded live with the three musicians standing in a circle. The songs were simpler and more structured than Aerial Plane. Like its predecessor, it was a flop commercially because it was both ahead of its time and behind its time, and the label didn't have a clue how to promote it. It ended the two-release run that Hartford had with Warner Brothers, but it also yielded another great collection of classic Hartford songs like this one, Howard Hughes Blues. Do it.